Episode 4, The One with the Big Thought Hole.
Welcome to Truly Madly Smiley with your host, Lisa, the Smiley Coach. Lisa wrote this podcast because she wants you to grow up knowing you are not alone. She wants to help you feel confident from the inside out and know how truly madly amazing you are.
This podcast is powered by unicorns and rainbow sparkles.
The only show where children can soak up positivity, confidence, love, and encouragement whenever they need it.
Are you ready to get your happy on? Let's go!
Hey, lovely world hearts, it's Smiley here. How are you doing today? I hope you've had a lovely day. Where are you right now? As I'm recording this, we are in the middle of a heat wave. It is scorchio. Over here in England, I've been sitting here watching the TV with my feet in a bucket of water. By the way, if you ever feel stressed and can't calm down, water is really calming. Why don't you give that a go? So wherever you listen in, chilling on your bed, or in the garden, or maybe in the car, or lying on the sofa, it's so lovely to connect with you. I feel like I can come and sit on your shoulder every now and then, and we can have a little chat. I reckon we could become firm friends. I'm your Frant, remember, your friendly aunt. On a side note, I recently wrote a blog post to explain to you how I create this podcast. There are some really funny behind the scenes pics, so I'll link to that in the show notes for you, because you might want to have a go at making your own podcast. Give yourself a voice. Cool, huh? So come on then, what's been going on? Is there anything on your mind? Maybe you, like today, dream about holidays or things that light you up and make you smile. Or maybe your brain seems to find itself stuck thinking about scary stuff or what other people think of you. You know you can't control what other people think of you, don't you? And just because other people have thoughts about you, it doesn't mean that's true. I mean, thoughts are not facts. They're just thoughts, aren't they? I hope it helps you to know that I meet lots of children every day who worry. And grown-ups too, if I'm honest. Worrying takes up so much energy and it's exhausting. So I really feel for people who worry. I can worry a lot too, you know. Sometimes my worries get so big that I think I might have stepped into a big black thought hole. It's scary, feels horrid, I feel stuck. I wonder how I'll ever climb out. Do you ever feel like that? Not many people realise that a worried brain is actually a healthy brain. It's a busy brain that wants to keep you safe. So it works overtime, thinking and thinking and thinking. But thinking and thinking and thinking doesn't actually keep you safe, does it? No. What does it do? It just makes you feel more worried. Well, I suppose it depends what thoughts you're thinking. If you're thinking happy thoughts, it might help you. So that's why I think it's like digging a hole. The more worried thoughts you have, the deeper and deeper you sink into the hole. It gets bigger and bigger. That reminds me of the time that we dug a big hole in the sand at the beach. Have you ever done that? One that's so big that you can lie in it and then bury yourself. It's actually a really fun thing to do. And with that type of hole, you leave space for your head so you can see what's going on around you. But the sand is all on your body. Oh, I hate getting sand on my feet when I come out of the sea. You know, when it sticks to you and then it just gets on your towel and it gets everywhere and I don't like that. But with a thought hole, it's a different type of hole. It's like you're in the darkness and you can't seem to find a way out. You feel lost and afraid. Do you know, lovely listener, It took me such a long time, like a really long time, for me to understand that I am in charge of my brain. And I can actually help myself climb out of those thought holes. Or even better, not get stuck in them in the first place. So in today's episode, I want to help you understand your brain a bit better. Because nobody actually teaches you this stuff at school. And it's really, really helpful. I've got quite a bit to cover, but I'll throw in some silly smiley stories along the way to keep us going. Are you ready? So let's start with a question. Have you noticed that I ask a lot of questions? Because I'm very curious. Or nosy. You could say I was nosy. My brain wants to know the answers to everything. Have you got a busy brain, which is curious too? Does your brain ask lots of questions all the time? Maybe people have even accused you of overthinking stuff. How very dare they? This is who you are, and nobody gets to tell you who you are. Only you know that. Only you really, truly know yourself. I get it because I'm a massive thinker too. I don't think I've got a big brain. Do you think you've got a big brain? Quite the opposite, but it certainly loves to think. It loves to daydream. I've got an amazing imagination, and I'm sure you have too. My brain also loves to problem solve. You know, come up with new ideas. It loves watching murder mysteries and working out who done it. My brain asks why a lot. Does yours? It's as if I want to drink up as much new information as possible. I'm always thirsty to learn as much as I can. Yeah, I really love learning. I love making up silly stories as well. When I was a kid and I was bored in the car, I'd look at the traffic lights. And at that time, I must have been really small because I didn't really understand how electricity worked. But I imagine that there was a man inside the traffic lights flicking switches and changing the lights from red to amber to green. I'd be saying to myself in my head, come on, flick the switch, I want to move, green, 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 go, go, go. It was so hard for me to sit still. I hated waiting for anything. And you know, if you've got a busy brain that's thinking all the time, especially if you worry, you will find it hard to sit still as well. To be still and alone with your thoughts feels uncomfortable because those thoughts don't feel very nice. Oh no, we've got sidetracked. Right, what was it? My question, here it is. So what is your biggest worry? What do you worry about? Maybe every day. Perhaps it's on your mind in the morning or at night when you go to sleep. Perhaps it follows you around at school like a big black cloud. I want you to think about if the worry is something which hasn't happened yet, or if it's something that has already happened. Lots of things I worry about are things that haven't happened yet. I call these worries what-ifers, because they usually start with what if this happens or what if that happens. Other people sometimes worry about what has already happened and they go over and over it, worrying that they might have got it wrong or worrying about what they could have done differently or if they could have changed it. But it's in the past and it's gone, so there's nothing you can do about it. Which one do you think you are? Are you a what-ifer, worrying about the future, or do you go over old ground and worry about what you might have done wrong? Maybe you're both. I used to worry so much about getting it wrong. If that's you, you might want to check out the energy podcast we did recently on making mistakes. I'll link that in the show notes for you. I never used to put my hand up at class. I spent hours over homework and I would have a massive meltdown on a Sunday about writing my English homework. I was constantly checking my school bag, checking my spellings, checking my sums. I used to spend a lot of time checking that I hadn't done it wrong. But if I just allowed myself to make a mistake, I would have learned a lot quicker and saved myself a lot of time and energy. I also used to compare myself to other people. So what grades they got, what they wore, what they said. I was my own worst enemy, really. I was creating all these stories and thoughts in my head. They weren't facts or truths, just my own thoughts, and they didn't help me at all. Unhelpful thoughts. How could I have been more helpful and kinder to myself? If you've listened to episode 2 of this podcast, you'll know that I also worry a lot at night time because I was really scared of the dark. You see, imagine when you go to bed and you start to hear all these funny noises. I can choose what I think about these noises. You know, what I make them mean, what story I make up about them, because I don't really know where the noises come from. They're outside the house and I'm in my bed asleep. I'm making stuff up, aren't I? And I don't know if you know this, but your brain doesn't know the difference between what is real and what you imagine. So whatever you tell your brain, it believes that it's true. So in that situation, I've got a choice, haven't I? I can choose to be curious and think about where the noise is coming from. In my bedroom, the radiators would really clank at night when the heating went off, and there were foxes rustling around in the garden. You have a choice too, you know. You can choose your thoughts. Literally, you can decide to think differently. Does that sound easy? Go on, try it now. Think a happy thought. Close your eyes. And notice how you feel in your body. Well done. Are you smiling yet? Now think a sad thought. Close your eyes. Notice how you feel in your body. It's not so good, huh? That's powerful stuff, isn't it? So what I'm saying to you is you hold the remote control to your brain. You're in charge of what you choose to think. Every single thought you think is creating a feeling in your body. So if I tell myself monsters are in the garden and they're coming to get me, I feel afraid. But if I tell myself it's just the foxes having a little party in the garden, I laugh to myself and things don't feel as bad. You can really scare yourself, you know, when you're lying there in the darkness. Your amazing imagination can take over and really frighten you. So let's say that again. Every single thought you think is creating a feeling in your body. Remember, thoughts are not facts. They're often lies, actually. They're not true, and their job is to keep you worried and trapped. Just see them like passing cars, driving on through. There are millions of thoughts that fly through your head every day, but most of them are worries. And if you focus on the worries, how do you think that's going to make you feel? Yep, rubbish. Totally and utterly rubbish. So the trick is to focus more on the good thoughts instead of the horrid ones. Can you do that? I think you can, lovely wild heart. I think you can start practicing and maybe even writing down or drawing the bad ones so you can get them out of your head before you go to sleep. Because when they stay inside your head, they just get bigger and bigger. So hang on, I'm going to give you something to draw now. Imagine you're in a thought hole. It's black, it's big, it's deep, it's scary. Draw it for me. Draw it for me and see what it looks like. What would you need to help you climb out? Let's draw it and have a think about it for a moment. I'm thinking I need a torch because I can't see anything down here and I feel a bit lonely. I want to shine a light on all the happy thoughts in my thought hole. And so then what could I use to get rid of the horrid thoughts? I don't think you can get rid of any thoughts because if you were going to stop thoughts from passing through your brain, you'd have to switch your brain off. Yeah, I'd love to switch my brain off, but you know, it's not possible because we need our brain on. Even when we're asleep, our brain creates dreams and keeps the blood pumping around our body. So Let's think about what is possible as you look at the picture that you've drawn. I can take that torch. I can beam it onto the happy thoughts. I can make my brain think about the lovely daydreamy stuff, the films I love, the books I read, my friends, my family, chocolate. Yes, I can think about those things. I can think about all the people who love me, and I can take all the really good stuff and build a ladder with it so that I can climb up and up and up until I come out of my thought hole. What do you reckon? A ladder of happy, positive thoughts. Or I could take the good stuff and use the positive energy as a force field to whoosh me out of the thought hole. Often when we disappear into thought holes, it's because we are up in our heads and we're not in our bodies. So if that happens to you, I find it helps to wiggle your fingers and toes so you can get back in your body. Do you remember in the past we've talked about listening to relaxations before we go to sleep so that our brains can think about good stuff and be nice and relaxed? So you might want to give those a go too. I've got some nice relaxations for you. I'll link to them in the show notes and you can try it. So how's that thought hole you've drawn looking? How big is it? What thoughts are inside? How dark is it? How lonely is it? And how are you going to find your way out? What do you need to help you? Who do you need to help you? I know you're going to figure it out because you're smart. And when we figure things out for ourselves, we feel more confident and we feel less scared of the worries next time they come because we know what's right for us. So before I go today, I want to remind you that you are in charge of your thoughts. Yes, you're the boss, and you have the power to think scary ones or happy ones or silly ones or cheeky ones or rude ones. But all the thoughts you think will create feelings in your body. It's going to take some practice at first, right? Especially if you're somebody that always focuses on the bad thoughts all the time. But you will become stronger than your worries. I am stronger than my worries. That's a smiley thought card. Have you seen my smiley thought cards? I made them to help hundreds of worried children to train their brains to think differently. I'll pop those in the show notes too, and you can have a little look and check them out. So much good, helpful stuff in here today. Be sure to jump on over to the show notes. You'll find them on the website, smileyforlife.com/TMS4. T for truly, M for madly, S for smiley, /TMS4. Okay? Before I go, I want to leave you with the words to a song. You might know this song, but it goes a little something like this. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note.
Don't worry, be happy.
In life, you have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double.
Don't worry, be happy.
Do 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 do.
Don't worry.
Do 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 do.
Be happy.
Do 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 do.
Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, I'm going to stop singing now. I can't sing, but I really did enjoy doing that. I'll see you next time, everyone. Take care. Bye.
If you enjoyed that, please tell all your friends.